With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's get to our final organization to highlight here on this Giving Tuesday. I'm Ryan Gorman, and joining me now, I have Sarah Breesman, Executive Director of On Bikes. You can learn more at onbikes.org. Again, the website is onbikes.org. Sarah, thanks so much for coming on the show on this Giving Tuesday. And let's start with an overview of the work your organization does.
Sure, Ryan. So we are a small local nonprofit here in Tampa Bay, and what we do is we build and donate new bicycles to at-risk foster kids and families in need. We do this year-long, but a lot of our efforts are focused around the holiday season to make sure kids are getting bikes at Christmas time.
And it seems like this initiative gets bigger and bigger every year. How many kids are you helping throughout the Tampa Bay area now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's grown quite a bit. We've been in existence for about 10 years now. Started off small as just a group of friends riding bikes through the community and decided to start an annual tradition out of it, which is called our Winter Wonder Ride coming up. But what that did was it raised funds to purchase as many bikes as they could from big box stores across the community. But they started doing such a greater volume that they realized the founders started going directly to the manufacturers for bicycles. So now this year we are doing 1,000 of them. And they come directly from the manufacturer packed flat in boxes, so they need to be put together. So we mobilize the entire community over at Amley Arena to put all these bikes together that will be distributed to kids and families just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, I got to say, that's a pretty cool event that you put on each year now at Amley Arena, building these bikes. It's like a bunch of Santa's little helpers getting put to work. Tell us a little bit more about what to expect.
Yeah, so this is a kind of the bike build is what we call it, but it's actually a recently dubbed Santa's Bike Shop because it really truly looks like the North Pole. But that kind of kicks off our holiday season here, and that is this Friday, December 3rd, there at Amley Arena. And we'll have over 1,000 volunteers. They'll come down and join us. And we turn the screws and unpack boxes and forklifts everywhere. We've got holiday movies playing on the Jumbotron. We've got ornament decorating stations. Santa comes and pays the kids a visit. It really is a magical day where all the families and kids come together and are able to help build these things, knowing that they're going to put some smiles on some kids' faces soon after.
Now, how has the pandemic impacted all of this?
Oh, Ryan, it's been a challenge. I'll tell you that right now. Obviously, we rely very heavily on supply chains and shipping, and so we have hit a lot of roadblocks. There was, you know, a bike shortage for quite a while. You know, during the beginning stage of the pandemic, everybody went out and bought a bicycle. So, you know, all the shelves were bare of bikes. Bikes weren't coming over from overseas, so just a big logjam. So we actually went quite a while without truly being able to fulfill our mission. We, you know, kind of piecemealed together what we could. We limped through the pandemic, and here we are, still facing a lot of those challenges, as everybody knows these days, with the shipping disruptions that have definitely affected us. We were fortunate. We pulled it together. It's almost a Christmas miracle, but our bikes have arrived just in time. But it was definitely challenging.
I'm Ryan Gorman here on this Giving Tuesday special with Sarah Breesman, Executive Director of On Bikes. You can learn more and help out this really great local organization at onbikes.org. So Sarah, tell us about this big ride that you have coming up that you do every year now.
Yeah, so this is kind of the culmination of all of our holiday festivities. So this is the event that raises all the funds to be able to do this. So it's on December 11th, as you said, at Curtis Hickson. It is a giant community bike ride. You will have probably 5,000 riders. We all meet up at Curtis Hickson. The park opens at 2. People have until 4 to register. And then the ride will depart the park at about 4:30. And we travel down Ashley Drive. We close down Bayshore, so we are traveling down Bayshore. It's a 7-mile bike ride. Then we return to Curtis Hickson Park for a giant after party and dance party with some amazing world famous DJs.
When it comes to getting the bikes that you put together in the hands of kids all across the Tampa Bay area, how does that work?
So we, as I mentioned, we are a pretty small staff. So we actually rely on a network of community partners to help us identify where the needs lie. So rather than, you know, give one-to-one, we actually give in bulk to other area nonprofit agencies. So when our bikes are built, we will donate a portion of them to the Metropolitan Ministries holiday tents, and we'll give a portion to the Children's Cancer Center holiday adoption program. We'll give several to, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Boys and Girls Clubs, Friends of the Children. So we donate in bulk to those groups, and then they actually help us distribute from there.
All right, and final question for you. How can everyone help on this Giving Tuesday? What are the different ways that they can support the work that you do at On Bikes?
Absolutely. There's several ways to support On Bikes. The immediate need is, yes, we still looking for volunteers for the bike build. So December 3rd, you can sign up at onbikes.org, sign up for Build Shift. So that's one great way to help us out. And buy a ticket to the Winter Wonder Ride. All ticket proceeds go to purchasing even more bicycles that, again, will help us into 2022. And then, you know, continue to donate through our links, and support us. We have merchandise for sale. Every dollar goes to helping us, buy as many bicycles as possible. Like I said, it trickles into the next year when we start our annual fundraising again. So it helps us keep our lights on, keep the doors open, and keep the bikes flowing.
Sarah Breesman, Executive Director of On Bikes. Again, you can learn more at onbikes.org. Sarah, great to talk to you, and thank you so much for the work your organization's doing. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.